I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. The issue of unpledged delegates, or superdelegates as they're called, will likely be hotly contested at the DNC come July. But here in Vermont, Sanders supporters are ready to take matters into their own hands on the superdelegate front, even if the National Party is not willing to act. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
Despite the seemingly impossible math at this point, Scott Guerin hasn't given up hope that Bernie Sanders will emerge as the Democratic nominee for president.
But whether he does or not, the Democratic Party establishment, it partially embodied by the DNC, needs reform.
Guerin is a 66-year-old Rutland resident who's running this Sunday for a spot as Vermont's next Democratic National Committee man. And he says that the reform should begin with the way delegates are allocated to candidates. Right now, party rules call for Vermont's 16 pledged delegates to be doled out proportionally based on the results of Vermont's primary vote. But there are also 10 so-called superdelegates, and each of them gets to vote for whichever candidate they want, regardless of how the state voted. Critics of the system say it gives an outsized role to the pillars of the establishment that tend to control those superdelegate votes, and Guerin has helped draft a resolution that will go up for a vote at the convention this Sunday that would overhaul that dynamic. The resolution says that if the Democratic National Committee fails to reform the rules governing unpledged delegates this summer, then Vermont will adopt a system that ensures all of its delegates, pledged or not, will be divvied up based solely on the results of the primary vote.
It's a very serious thing to change all the rules around this to make it fair. But clearly, there's a lot of people who think it isn't.
Essex Representative Tim German is one of the 10 Vermonters with the superdelegate vote. He announced months ago that he'll cast his for Sanders. But German says it's clear that many Sanders supporters feel that the superdelegate system has given Hillary Clinton an unwarranted advantage over her independent rival. Nationwide, Clinton leads Sanders in the delegate count, even not counting superdelegates.
The general sense of sending the message that we really need to look at the whole system is a good one.
The resolution on tap for this Sunday wouldn't take effect until the 2020 nominating convention, and it wouldn't affect the delegate math in Vermont even if it were the rule right now. Sanders won all of this state's 16 pledged delegates, since he took more than 85% of the vote in the primary, with only 4 of Vermont's 10 superdelegates choosing Clinton. The resulting 22-4 allocation mirrors precisely the proportion of the vote in March. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.